بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد بإذن الله تعالى we begin with the explanation of the Kitab al-Sunnah in Sunan Abi Dawud. Before we begin, we'll just quickly recap on some of the ma'lumat, some of the things that we took in the previous jalsa, the previous sitting, and just refresh our memories before we actually begin with the speech of the mashayikh, the ulama, in relation to this. in relation to these narrations. And so we mentioned the definition of a hadith. Now I mentioned the definition of a hadith, which was what, ikhwan? Definition of a hadith. Now statements and actions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the things that he silently approved of, or تقريرات صفات خلقية وخلقية and the descriptions of him by way of his mannerisms and descriptions of him in relation to his physical descriptions. Then we mentioned as well that this definition is a definition which is used for other words as well. Definition for other words. Remember what they were? A sunnah, now definition of sunnah with who though? Al-Hadith, naam. Because the word sunnah, depending on who is discussing it or what topic is being discussed or what context is being discussed, can carry different meanings. However here, sunnah, if you're talking about sunnah of Al-Hadith, then it carries this meaning, this definition. Naam, and likewise as well, as-sirah. Jayid. We also mentioned the hadith sahih. The hadith sahih, and what's the conditions in order for a hadith to be considered sahih, authentic? Connected chain? Na'am. The adala of the narrators, the uprightness in the deen of the narrators. Na'am. Precision of the narrators. Na'am. Free of shudud, now so free of contradictions, and can I have any hidden defects? Naam. And then we said hadith hasan. Naam, it contains the same five conditions, however, at a lower level of precision, and there's another form of hasan, so it's hasan idhati, and then the other is hasan lighayri. Hasan lighayrihi. And what is Hassan لغيره? Asal is da'if, however. It's been strengthened, but with one condition though. Often you see it, that is it's a slight weakness, and not severe weakness within the narrations, and they strengthen one another. And then, you see the hadith of da'if. So if any of the conditions for hadith, in order for it to be accepted, if any of these conditions are not there, then it will be hadith da'if. That's the general meaning. Now, if we're talking about more specifically, if it's a da'if, it's what? So the precision is of an even lower level than hasan, and of course, lower level than sahih. Now, and then after that, we discussed hadith mudu'. Hadith, mawdu', fabricated narrations. And the hadith which is mawdu', we mentioned different aspects in regards to hadith mawdu', the fabricated narrations. So hadith mawdu', first and foremost, is hukum as well. It's haram. Now it's haram to fabricate narrations of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the dalil is what? Muhammadan fayatabawwa maq'aduhu min an-nar. Whoever lies upon me intentionally, let him take his seat within the hellfire. This is hadith mawdu', fabricated. Now, and then we mention some asbab, some reasons as to why a hadith will be considered to be mawdu'. Na'am, can I remember some of these reasons, asbab? Why someone would fabricate a narration? Support their madhab in fiqh, support their fiqh madhab. Now, to support a fiqh madhab. What else? Support an aqeedah madhab in aqeedah. Na'am. What else? To appear as if they have kathrat riwayat. To appear as if they have many narrations. Na'am. What else? Siyasiyah as well. Asbab siyasiyah. So, political reasons as well. To gain closeness to rulers. Or to gain a footing in relation to siyasa, in relation to politics. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Na'am. And then we mentioned in relation to Sunnah Abi Dawud. The Sunnah Abi Dawud, what was the tartib that was mentioned for the Qutb al-Sitta? So Sunnah Abi Dawud is one of the Qutb al-Sitta. What was the tartib? What was the order that we mentioned? For the Qutb al-Sitta. No. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. Na'am. Na'am. And we said that Sunan Abi Dawud is known as Sunan why? It's referred to as Sunan why? The tartib, na'am. And his manhaj is that he put them in order of the abwab of fiqh, the chapters of fiqh. So the first chapter is what? Kitab Tahara. Na'am. We began with Kitab Tahara. Why? And like, just like others, why they begin with Kitab Tahara? Most Masail from what? Most Masail from? The Shurut of Salah, na'am. The Shurut of Salah. It has been considered the most important Masail. So it comes before Kitab of Salah because it's from the Tahara has to be present before the Salah is present. Na'am. And then some state and some give the title of Sunnah Abi Dawud, they give it this title of Sahih Abi Dawud. Is this an accurate title to give it? Is this an accurate title? No? Sah. Why not? Naam. His manhaj wasn't based on Sahih. Naam. His manhaj was not for the basis of government, authentic, exclusively authentic narrations. Naam. That wasn't his manhaj, that was not his intent. Rather, he was in Naam. Afan laqa yuaf. His intent was what? Masa'il al-fiqh, but something specific as well. Masa'il al-fiqh, naam. Naam. The ahadith that were used as adilla. Naam. These ahadith narrations that were taken as adilla for different masa'il. Naam. And so this is Kitab al-Sunan. And we mentioned that Bukhari is a kitab which is a jami'. Naam. Kitab al-Jami'. Kitab al-Jami' meaning that it's a gathering of different abawab, different topics in relation to deen, and not only upon the tartib of a particular science. Naam. Jayid. So we'll begin inshallah with the first chapter, al-bab al-awwal, bab al-sharh sunnah. Bab sharh sunnah, chapter sharh sunnah. And Shaykh Ubaid حفظه الله, he begins by mentioning that as-sunnah في اللغة. As-sunnah في اللغة معناها الطريقة والسيرة والهدي. So the sunnah linguistically means a way or a path, a sirah or a hadi, a way of guidance. A path to guide upon a particular path. And this is what you find generally whenever you're going through any topic. The beginning of the topic is that we go through the ta'rifat. We go through the definitions. At the beginning of the definition, in relation to giving the definition in relation to the lugha, na'am, the linguistic definition, and then the definition of shar, the definition in the sharia, definition in deen. Na'am. Na'am. And so Sheikh Ubaidi goes on to mention the word sunnah that takes this linguistic meaning, and the word sunnah in this linguistic meaning is found in the hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, man sanna fil islam sunnatan hasanatan fa umila biha ba'du kutiba lahu miflu ajrihi min amlihi min amliya afwan kutiba lahu man amila biha ولا ينقص من أجورهم شيء ومن سن في الإسلام سنة سيئة فأمل بها بعد كتب عليه مثل وزر من عمل بها ولا ينقص من أوزارهم شيء. And so this narration that is found here, and it includes the word sunnah, is that whoever comes with a sunnah who are way in Islam, and the way of Hasana, Na'am, a Sunnah which is Hasana, and is acted upon after him, then the Ajr is written for him, and whoever acts upon it without the rewards of either of the two being rendered deficient. And whoever brings an action or a way, an evil way, within Islam, and is acted upon after him, then what is written for him is a seer, is a wizard. That is an evil deed which is written for him. Na'am, and whoever acts upon it without it being written, without it being taken or deficient from any of the two. Na'am. And the ulama they mentioned in regards to this hadith, this word sunnah first was a tariqah, is a way. Versus this hadith, the sunnah is a tariqah, a specific way. Likewise, with mention of Sunnah Hasana, then no doubt the Sunnah Hasana is reviving an action that has already been established by way of the Kitab and the Sunnah. Reviving an action. Na'am, so reviving something which has already been established by Allah Ta'ala within His book or upon the tongue of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a Sunnah Hasana. So it's tajdeed. It's reviving that which has already been established by way of the Sunnah, the Quran and Sunnah. As for the Sunnah Sayyah, the evil way and tariqah, the evil Sunnah, then this is in reference to something which is brought into the deen. An evil action which is brought into the deen. From the Sayyah, the Bid'ah, Muhdatha. And this is what is meant by this particular point here, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Naam. And for istilah, the word sunnah, in regards to the terminology itself, the sunnah, then it can carry different meanings. Naam. I mentioned some of them previously, in the previous lesson. So we just said just now, we was recapping, we said, Sunnah of Ahlul Hadith is what? So the Sunnah with the Muhaddithin, the scholar of the Hadith, Sunnah is Sifat, Afwan is the speech and actions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His approvals, he approved of his, by way of his silence. The description of him by way of his mannerisms and his physical description. This is Sunnah of Ahlul Hadith. And Sunnah with the Fuqaha, as we mentioned yesterday, Mustahab. That's an affair which is Mustahab. Amr Mustahab, Amr, an affair which is recommended to do. That's, you have wajib or fard, an obligation. Then you have Mustahab or Sunnah. Now this is actually Sunnah. And so the definition of sunnah here is that it's an action that if done, if this action is performed, then that person is rewarded. However, if the person does not perform the action, then they are not blameworthy for it, not punishable for it. Now, the Shaykh Ubayd here mentions, وَمُرَادِ الْإِمَامِ أَبِي دَاوُودِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ مَا يَتَعَلَّقْ بِأَمْرِ أُصُولِ الدِّينِ. And so the intent, now the intent of Imam Abi Dawood rahimahullah, when he states here the Kitab al-Sunnah, the book of Sunnah, his intent of the word Sunnah here is what is in relation to the usul of the deen. Now, the affair of the usul of the deen, the foundation of the deen, الذي هو عمل الأقائد, the foundation of the deen, which no doubt is the affair of aqaid, the affair of creed. As a usul al-din, al-mutarabif is a similitude for the word aqidah. Naam, aqidah. So a sunnah here is a reference to aqidah. Or sunnah here is also mutarabif for the word at-tawheed. All of them carry the same meaning. So the study of Tawheed, Aqeedah, Usul al-Din, or Al-Fiqh al-Akbar. Naam, Al-Fiqh al-Akbar. All of them can be referred and interchangeable, carrying the same meaning. And here now, a Sunnah as well. And here, Sunnah, meaning Makhalifa, a Sunnah to Makhalifa to Lil-Bid'ah. The sunnah which upholds bid'ah, the sunnah which upholds innovation. وقال الشاطبي, نعم قال الشاطبي رحمه الله, يطلق اللفظ السنة على ما جاء منقولا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على الخصوص مما لا ينص عليه في الكتاب العزيز. نعم. So the word sunnah, Shatibi, Allah, he mentioned the word sunnah is what is mentioned and what has been transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, specifically that which is not found within the Kitab al-Aziz, within the Book of Allah. And the Shaykh Ubayd goes into mentions, we just said, ويطلق أيضا في مقابلة البدعة. And also is this definition is given for that which is in opposition to بدعة, or that which is in opposition to بدعة. يعني فيقال فلان على السنة. نعم, سوى سنة تقول السنة. نعم, إذا عمل على وفق ما عمل عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So you say فلان على السنة, if he does an action that is in agreement with that which the Prophet ﷺ came with. Naam. 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 And within the Sahih, and then within the Book of Sunnah, Kitab al-Sunnah, ahadith which are marfu'ah, ahadith sahiha, Al-Athar, as well, of some of the Salaf Sahaba. So the first chapter, Bab al-Awwal, Bab Sharh Sunnah. Bab Sharh Sunnah. Al-Hadith al-Awwal, the first hadith, is an Abi Hurairah, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iftarakat al-Yahud ala ihda wa ithnatin wa sab'ina firqatan. وتفرقت النصارى على إحدى وثنتين وسبعين فرقة وتفترق أمتي على ثلاث وسبعين فرقة. نعم. So we have the narration of Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه where she states that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Yahud, the Jews, divided into 71, or as mentioned 72, sects. And the Nasara, the Christians divided into 71 or 72 sects. And this Ummah will divide into 73 sects. Hadith al-Thani, the second hadith, on Abi Amir al-Hawzani, and Ma'awiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, أنه قام فينا فقال ألا إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قام فينا فقال ألا إن من قبلكم من أهل الكتاب افترقوا على 72 ملة وإن هذه الملة ستفترق على 73 72 في النار وواحدة في الجنة وهي الجماعة. Now, Wazad ibn Yahya wa Amr fi hadithihima wa innahu sayakhruju min ummati aqwamun tajara bihim tilka al-ahwa'u kama yatajara al-kalb sahibih. Now, and we have the second narration. Naam. And also the statement of Amr as well. Al-kalb bi-sahibi la yabqa minhu irqun wala mafsilun illa dakhalahu. Naam. And so we have the next narration, second hadith. The hadith related by Abi Amir al-Hawzani on the authority of Ma'awiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu. And he stood amongst us and said, indeed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood amongst us and said, Naam. What's this known as? Ahsant. Masalsal. Naam. Masalsal. And this is from the Lataif Isnad. So from the specific characteristics of this Isnad is that it's Masalsal. Masalsal meaning what? Now, so there's a similarity in the description. Now, so it mentions here Amir, now Abu Amir mentions here that Ma'awiyah ibn Abi Sufyan stood amongst us and said, and he mentions, Abu Sufyan mentions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood amongst us and said. So he did the same thing. There's the same action done. Naam. And what's the Miza? What's the unique factor of Masalsal? Why is Masalsal regarded as being something which is important? Naam. So if you find a narration which is Masalsal in such a nature, in such a manner, then no doubt, and it's authentic, then it only increases it in strength. It only increases the narration in strength. Well, not only did the narrator narrate as he said, but also he repeats the actions that were done when it was narrated to him. Now, so it increases in precision. So now that increases the strength of the narration. Now, tell you. So he mentions, Ma'awiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he mentions, radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood amongst us and said, indeed, before you, when the people of the book, they divided into 72 sects. 72 religions, sects. And indeed this religion, this ummah, will divide into 73. 72 of them will be in the fire and one of them in Jannah. And that is the Jama'ah. That is the Jama'ah. And Ibn Yahya and Amr, in their narrations, they mentioned as a ziyad, as an addition, that indeed they will come from my ummah a group, or groups, that ahwa, desires, will pass through them, just as rabies passes through a dog. And we have the narration of Amr as well, that the kalb, the dog, with its rabies, they will not cease to be a vein, except that this illness will pass through it. Naam, so it's given a similitude of these individuals. The Sharh al-Harith, Naam, the explanation of the Harith, Shaykh Ubaid, he mentions, في هذين الحديثين من الفقه ما يأتي. So the fiqh and fawaid, yani from these two hadith. The first benefit we can take is the iftiraq of Ahlul Kitabain ala Firq, that the people of the two books, so that the Yahud and the Nasara, divide and split into groups. That's the first. وثانيا is the dhikr, the mentioning of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mention of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the splitting as a warning. Naam, as a warning against splitting in deen. As a witness is a nahi, is a warning against mashabaha to Ahlul Kitab. Naam, is a warning against resembling Ahlul Kitab. Now that is something we find often, that we command and we're warned against resembling kuffar. We're warned against resembling Ahlul Kitab. Naam, we're warned against resembling these different individuals, these different people. And so within this hadith is no different. We're warned against resembling them. Naam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that before, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that before they split into these groups. They split into these sects. And no doubt he's mentioning this as an affair which is mazmoom, an amr mazmoom. It's an affair which is blameworthy splitting. And this is something that they did as Yahud and they did as Nasara. The Jews and the Christians did. And so they warned, he's warning sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He warns us against this affair of splitting. Naam. The third benefit we can take, it is alam min alam al-nabuwa. Alam min alam al-nabuwatihi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ma akhbara min iftiraq hadhi al-umma wa inkisamiha fi al-deen ila qismayn. Naam. And so this is a sign from the sign of prophecy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed he informed us of iftiraq. He informed us of this iftiraq. He informed us of this splitting of his ummah. And that the people were split into two different types of people. But before that, Shaykh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, he mentions when discussing this hadith, that the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that his ummah will split, naam, he's mentioned it will occur. This does not mean that it's an affair which is mahmud, Na'am is not, this does not mean that it's an affair which is mahmud. It's a praiseworthy affair. Na'am, the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied that it will happen. I mentioned that it happened. And indeed it happened. Does not now make it something which is praiseworthy. That's not something mahmud. Rather it's madhmum. And it's from what Allah Ta'ala has decreed to occur from the Qadr. And then the Shaykh, he goes on to mention that in regards to the Qadr, we have two types. Now, the Qadr Al-Qawniya wa Qadr Shari'iyya. So the Qawniya, the first type, Al-Qawniya, is everything that will occur. Everything that occurs within the Qawn, within the creation. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed to occur. And this is mutaradif. This is similar, or it's kind of the same meaning as the Mashia, the will of Allah, the Mashiatillah. And then the Qadr which is Shari'iyya, the Qadr of Allah, the pre-decree of Allah, which is Shari'iyya, which is in accordance with the Sharia. The Qadr which is in accordance with Allah, with what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, in accordance with Sharia. So we're understanding that this iftiraq, this splitting, is from the Qadr of Allah. The splitting is from the Qadr of Allah and what Allah Ta'ala has ordained to occur. Then no, it does not mean that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with it occurring. Rather, it's from the Qadr Qawniya, and the Qadr Qawniya is general for everything that occurs. Everything, whether it be that which is in accordance with the obedience of Allah, something which opposes the obedience of Allah, all of it is Qadr Qawniya. As for the Qadr Shari'iyya, that is specific to what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And no doubt that the splitting that has occurred and the splitting that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of is a splitting, now a division, which Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with. And so no, it's not regarded as being from the Shari'iyya. Naam, the Qadr which is the Shari'iyya. And this is a specific point that should be mentioned as well. And Shaykh Ubaid, whilst explaining these narrations, he goes on to say that there are two types. When understanding these narrations, there are two types of people. Now, two types of people, ya'ani from this ummah, ya. Two types of people. The first is the halik. Halik. وهم اثنتين وسبعون فرقة ومعنى فرقة قطعة من شيء. Now so the first is the halik, the destroyed. The halik, the one that is destroyed, one who is destroyed. And they are 72. Now they are 72 sects. And the word sect or group is a piece of something, a part of something. So that's the first. وَأَثْنَانِ The second, الْقِسْمُ النَّاجِي. الْقِسْمُ النَّاجِي. The group that is victorious or saved. The group that is saved. وَهَذَا الْفِرْقَ وَاحِدَ نعم وهي مفسرة بالجماعة في الرواية الثانية. وقال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه إنما الجماعة ما وافق طاعة الله وإن كانت وحدك. نعم. So the second is the saved. Those individuals that are saved. And this is one group. Now this is only one group. The last other one was 72 groups. This is one. And this one group is described as being the Jama'ah. This one group is described as being the Jama'ah. And in the second, now it's described as being the Jama'ah in the second narration. And Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he states, then indeed the Jama'ah are those who are in agreement and adhere to the obedience of Allah, even if you are alone in that. وقال نعيم بن محمد في هذا الحديث يعني إذا فسدت الجماعة فعليك بما كانت عليه الجماعة قبل أن تفسد وإن كنت وحدك فإنك أنت الجماعة حينئذ. نعم. نعيم بن محمد he says in regards to this hadith, يعني إذا فسدت الجماعة. Now, so if the jama'ah becomes corrupt, if the jama'ah becomes corrupt, then upon you, it will return back to what the jama'ah was upon before it became corrupted. And even if you are alone in that, for indeed you will be the jama'ah at that point. You will be the jama'ah at that point. رجع وصف هذه الفرقة الناجية فيما رواه الجماعة من الصحابة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومنها لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. نعم. And we have the wasf of the jama'ah or the firqa of this group as well. The description of this group. The description of this safe sect that is found in the narration that is reported by a jama'ah, a group of the Sahaba, on the authority of the Messenger of Allah, on the authority of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this narration he states, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there will not cease to be a group from my ummah. There will not cease to be a group from my ummah, clear and manifest upon the truth. They will not be harmed by those that are seeking to betray them until the command of Allah comes and they are like so. They are still upon this way. This group will remain. And the command of Allah being referred to here, no doubt, is Yawm al-Qiyamah. They remain to As-Sa'ah. They remain until the hour is established. This group. And so, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidahullah, he mentions in relation to this first hadith of the division of the groups within this ummah. And in this hadith we just read, in regards to this group remaining, they will continue to be a ta'ifa of this ummah. He mentions from the first hadith, we understand that this is the firqa to Najiyah. And from the second hadith, we understand that this is the ta'ifa to Mansura. So the first hadith, the firqa to Najiyah, the safe sect. Now they're saved, they're the safe sect because they're saved from the hellfire in relation to the other 72 sects. Now, as Shaykh Abed here mentioned, that there can be only two types. The person can either be halak, destroyed, or naji, now saved. One has attained salvation. And so, Shaykh Rabi mentions in regards to the first hadith, this is the saved sect. In regards to the second hadith, then this is the Ta'at al-Mansura, this is the victorious group. With no doubt, this group will remain. The fact that they remain upon the haqq, remain upon that weight. This is victory. That whatever happens, whatever comes, when the dunya leaves the dunya, whatever action happens in the dunya and ends in the dunya, this group will remain. This is victory. I know that's from Allah. And say the Tafat Mansura. Those that seek to harm them, they will not harm them. Betray and harm them, they will not harm them. This is the Tafat Mansura, no doubt. And so, when we understand this, when we understand this fact, we understand the reality of this Taif, we understand that they are both one and the same. We understand that the same set is the victorious group. They're one and the same. This one group that saved from the hellfire is the same group that will not cease to be in presence now until the hour is established. Naam. And the word Amr is explained or detailed further in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تكون الساعة إلا على شرار الخلق هم الشر من أهل الجاهلية لا يدعون الله بشيء إلا رده عليهم. Now we have the hadith that this, that hour will not be established except now you will find is established amongst a people who are most evil of the creation, even more evil than the people of Jahiliyyah. And they will not call upon Allah with names except that it's returned upon them. Naam. And so, these are some of the benefits that Shaykh Ubaid, he mentions in relation to this hadith. And Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he mentions as well, أول افتراق الخوارج الذين خرجوا على عثمان وقتلوه. So, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi mentions that the first iftiraq, the first splitting that occurred was the splitting of the Khawarij. The splitting of the Khawarij. And those were the individuals who killed Uthman. Naab Uthman al-Affan, al-Khalifa, al-Rashid, radiallahu anhu. And we have the narration of Muhammad ibn Sirin, in which he states, لَمْ نَكُنْ نَسْأَلَ عَنْ إِسْنَاد فَلَمَّا وَقَعَتِ الْفِتْنَةِ قُلْنَا سَمُّوا لَنَا رِجَالَكُمْ. Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he said, we do not used to ask about the Isnad. And then when the fitna occurred, we said, name your men. Name your men. And the most authentic explanation of the fitna, the word fitna, that Ibn Sirin was referring to was the fitna of the Qatl of Uthman, the king of Uthman ibn Affan. So at the time before that, was Salama in terms of the Rijal, knowing who the men were, knowing who the Rijal were. However, at this time of the killing of Uthman, this was the beginning, and this was that. Now, this This is when the affair of splitting became apparent. And so at this point, there had to be the questions had to be asked about the Rijal. Who are the Rijal? Who are the people you're taking narrations from? Are these people involved in these affairs? So لما وقعت الفتنة وقعت الفتنة كل سموا لنا رجالكم. So when a fitna occurred, we stated, name for us your men. Name your men. And the Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi goes on to mention that Abdullah ibn Saba that ظهر في الزمن العلي. Abdullah ibn Saba was made, who became apparent, and he's iftiraq, he's splitting, and his evil became apparent in the time of Ali. Abdullah ibn Saba was the individual that claimed يدعي ويزعم الإلهية لعلي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه, that he claimed divinity for Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Ali ibn Talib was mustahiq li'ibada. Naam, shirk. That Ali ibn Abi Talib was deserving of ibada. La, al-ilahiyya, yaz'am al-ilahiyya li'ali. Naam. And the Shaykh Ahmed, he says, ala kulli hal, then the iftiraq had occurred as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned as well. And then he goes on to say that the word jama'a, surah jama'a, لِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ كَانَ وَحْدَكْ. Now, so they are known as the jama'a because the individuals are upon the haqq, even if they are alone. Even if they are alone. And the Shaykh Ahmed, rahimahullah, he mentions that a belief for this as well, that you can be alone and be a jama'ah, is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala referred and named Ibrahim alayhi salam an ummah. That Allah ta'ala referred to Ibrahim alayhi salam as an ummah. She mentions, inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanatan hanifan wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. Indeed, Ibrahim was an ummah, was a nation. Now, submission. Hanifan upon al-hanifiyya. The affair of Tawheed. And he was not from the mushrikeen. And so that concludes just some of the fawaid, some of the benefits that are mentioned here in relation to this hadith. And bi-idhnillah, in the next sitting, we'll go through the next narration, which is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, which is in the chapter of An-Nahy and Al-Jilal wa Itiba' ma tashabahu. Naam. Naam ma tashabahu al-Qur'an. So the prohibition of argumentation and seeking just to merely follow that which is unclear, now that which is not fully clear within the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Fajazakum ala khayra wa barak lahu feekum wa sallallahu wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.